Heading into Week 14, the Broncos spoke of the need for consistency. And after an up-and-down season to date, they found it to the tune of a 41-7 win over Kansas City that brought them back to 6-7 on the year.
Going into the game, we were obviously hoping to play a complete game, and I thought we did that today, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And, you look forward to playing one of those type games. And there's a lot of team effort out there today. Not many mistakes. And the mistakes we made early, we overcame.
But mistakes were really few and far between for the Broncos, who never trailed and were barely threatened. By the end of the third quarter, their lead was at 34 points, where it remained for the rest of the day.
Oh, I mean, for the last few weeks, you know, we've been hitting that spark and hitting that spark, and then we finally got lit today and caught on fire, and everybody was clicking on all cylinders. You know, special team, defense did an outstanding job. They were unbelievable. You know, offense did a great job, and Cut was just, you know, he looked like one of those top quarterbacks standing there just firing away at will.
With four touchdowns and no interceptions, Jay Cutler had the most efficient day of his young career.
He just kept the chains moving for us, really. I mean, he did a great job a couple times with his feet and moving out of the pocket and making some really good throws.
But Cutler was just one component of an offense that was powered by Selvin Young, who had nearly 150 yards by halftime and averaged 9.2 yards per carry.
Oh, man, I love that guy, man. It's scary to see him back there and you know, us out wide, we always got to be ready to block downfield because he can go any minute.
You know, I feel good about it. I mean, and more so anything, I feel good that I continue to believe in myself. You know, obviously a lot of people passed on me, and, you know, it's great to be somewhere and have a home where people believe in you and give you opportunity. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to take advantage of every opportunity I get.
But opportunities abounded, and a slew of Broncos took advantage. Elvis Dumerville had 3 sacks. Champ Bailey had an interception. Brandon Stokley overcame a knee strain to score a touchdown, and Brandon Marshall scored twice to help the Broncos seal the win while going over the 1,000-yard mark for the season in the process.
You know, I told someone earlier, man, sometimes, you know, I talk a lot and I try to be a little cocky, but all in all, you know, since college, you know, I've been taught by my receiver coach, stay healthy, stay humble, and good things will come, you know. So it's just one of those things where it's an accomplishment, but you gotta can't get content.
But for a brief moment, the Broncos are at least satisfied.
We have as many big plays as we did, and at the same time be able to run the football as well, you know, really a credit to, you know, a team effort.
And that team stayed alive in the playoff race with the win. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.